Our mission really is clear. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 says, Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And since he has all authority, then whatever he says is the most authority. There's no other authority beyond or above. He has the right, and whatever he says, that's what we should do. And here's what he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And those of you, if you'll go back to one screen, Josh, those of you who have been in my membership class or when we've preached on it before, you know that I tell you that there's one verb in that verse 19, and the verb is not to go. The verb is make disciples of all nations. And if we were to have a literal translation, it would read, therefore, make disciples of all nations, going, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, teaching them. And the going and the baptizing and the teaching are the way that we get the make disciples done. And so it's clear what we're to do. Jesus has always intended for the church to be going. We're not just to be a come inside these walls and hear about Christ. And throughout the history of the church, there have been powerful voices that have called the church outside its walls. You think of the crusade voices of our generation, Billy Graham, Louis Palau, and others who have gone into the cities. Not into the churches, but have gone to take the gospel outside the walls. There have been street preachers like D.L. Moody, if we go back far enough, or our own A.B. Simpson. There have been the proliferation of parachurch organizations who have basically said the church is not getting it all done. Let's find a specific sector of need that the church is missing. And so over the years, Campus Crusade and Navigators and InterVarsity, maybe some of you were a part of those. There have been nationwide emphases, if you remember back a ways, James Kennedy and Evangelism Explosion, and inviting churches to go out in the neighborhoods and knock on doors with one question. If you were to die tonight and you were to stand before God and he were to say, why should I let you in my heaven? What would you say? And encourage people to dialogue about their faith, not just come, but go. Sometimes the church, however, forgets its go. It becomes a come style. It starts to lessen the call to discipleship because we want to make it more palatable. We want to eliminate any offense to the gospel, kind of water it all down so that when people come, they won't be offended by it. The call to die to ourselves, to serve one another sacrificially, sometimes is lost because we want to gain more members and we want a bigger group that is coming. I have to admit there was a time that I lost sight of the go. And when we were pastoring in Grable, we had an active church. We ran an Awana for the community. We led our state in a camping program, and we really needed everybody. We were trying to do a youth group for the town, and we just couldn't afford to have anybody not engaged. And so we were at a time in our life when we were trying to get counselors for our camp. And I remember how upset I was at Irene Tate because she was too busy to help us. And I kept saying, Irene, we need you. And she kept telling me how she had just agreed to work as a volunteer for an adoption agency. And I chafed over that because we needed her inside our walls. And she was going outside the walls to serve the Lord. When I got away from that situation and moved up here and some of it, I stepped back. I went, oh, my goodness. And the first opportunity, I apologized to Irene and reset my focus that the church is to be concerned with the go more than the come. So God brought us here in 1990 to relight the light of the gospel. That was what he had put in my heart. The church had died. There was a new start. And God did that in a very short order. He relit the gospel, in the light of the gospel from this church. And some of you, the Milburns here and others, as I look around, you've come at various stages, and many of you have been here a long time. You might remember that we set a goal then to become a church of 500. And we were on the way. We were the dramatic, growing church in town. And then we began to respond. We took a little variation off of our church growth trajectory. And we began to pray for our community. We began to walk the neighborhood and called people to prayer and tried to establish prayer groups. And we began to attract a people who have had a compassion for our community. I don't know how to explain it, but we somewhat quit growing, and we became a constant size, and we're basically the same size that we were 20 years ago. But what we discovered is that our church began to take church outside our walls. And if you look at our church today, our Go ministry is far greater throughout the community than our come size on Sunday a.m., as it should be. Now, I couldn't hide the fact if I want. I like to grow. And I've had, most of you know, I've had incredible angst over us not growing or when different ones would leave. But and God has given us a larger facility to expand. We're not to be complacent. But our focus is much larger than those who meet here on each Sunday morning. We've always taught in our church that every member is a minister. And where do you do that? Are you being a minister right now as you sit and listen? Well, I suppose your smile is helpful, Kathy. I appreciate that, and others. But primarily, when we talk about every member a minister, we're talking about outside the walls of our church. And that's what we want you to be growing in even more. That you come here to be encouraged, discipled, strengthened, learn how to be a disciple maker, and then you go outside, you come to be encouraged, and then you go out to be the minister that God has called you to be. So did you hear this morning how many times this came up, Eric, in the Bible studies and the retirement centers? Not a church building technique. We've talked about that. Boy, this isn't how you grow a big church. Put your staff out in a retirement home. But it's what God has called us to do. It feels very much like what Jesus would do. So we're planting a small church there, really. A ministry center. A preaching point. All through the city this is happening. And as you heard today, Eric is their minister. I was taken back at how people looked at me at Golden Girls, not the antique store. Carol's illness has opened a door of ministry that I have, not because I am a preacher, but because I am a dealer there who has faith and has established rapport and a relationship. One of the gals even came up and to me and said, maybe we need you to have some kind of service for us all, where we can deal with our grief and talk about what's happening. We mentioned Sherry's drive to bring Christ to our children. Where else does that happen? What other churches have that kind of individual now having distributed thousands of the books? Last month, I had Mike come up and talk about the deacons and share some of the ways that the deacons are trying to reach out to people who are in need and throughout our city, and feeling like there's not a lot of churches that expend that kind of energy. We told you that we were down to about $200 in the fund. Here's how our church is. We've had over $3,000 come in, and we're back to helping people when they call and trying to pray and minister to their needs. And the community is aware. Matt was talking about seminar he went to, and there was Helen Alliance listed on the board as one of the resources of our community. And Rhonda had someone at Baby Ben tell her just this last week that people that know how much our church is engaged throughout the community. Matt, your commitment to the foster care program and parenting groups, and your personal family commitment to adoption, the Weavers, your commitment to adopting and being part of the foster care. This is wonderful ministry throughout our community. Kim Milburn, the unofficial leader of men's ministries in the city and maybe the state of Montana. You know, our leadership as a church in getting pastors to pray. Karen Screener, do you ask everybody you meet if they know Jesus and invite them to our church? I don't think I've met a person who does that every time. Jason, you're leading the Kiwanis to greater service. Ray, you're a leader among coaches. The Smiths are known for their generosity in their business. Now, I might have missed some of you, and that's okay. Somebody, just send me an email and say you realize that when you gave that great list, you failed to mention so-and-so. Oh, Leo, is there anybody that's trying to coach and pastor and care for his co-workers and the people under him more than Leo? You know, our congregation. So if you realize that I've missed somebody, just send me an email, and 2 weeks later from now we'll have another whole list. We have virtually an entire congregation who seek to be a witness in your jobs. And you see yourself there as a minister, a coach, or a witness to the people in your job, your neighborhood, throughout. All through this city, we're going with the gospel, and we're taking it outside the walls of this church. We're seeking to be ministers. I want to tell you about a connection that I see. We prayed for a lot of years, at the beginning of in the 2000s particularly, we prayed for revival. We prayed that the Holy Spirit would do something great, something spectacular. And I think in my mind, I had in mind somewhat on his own, and certainly it would be tremendous results. But what is happening, and I believe there's a connection to this, is that we have been asking the Holy Spirit to move through our community, and he is sending our church and others. I'm talking to us today. There are other churches engaged too. But he's sending our church into the community as his ministers of love and grace. So one day I was walking just a few blocks from here, and I was praying and crying out to the Lord, and I was saying, oh Jesus, if you were just here like you were in the Bible days, and if you were to come and walk through these streets and love these people and heal them of their hurts and save them from their marriages that are falling apart, if you would walk this neighborhood and bring transformation, oh please do it, Lord. And this thought shot into my head and my heart, I am walking this street. I'm doing it through you. I wonder if there's a sense in which our prayer for revival is being somewhat, a part of it is being answered by God sending us into the community. Yes, we come. We encourage people to gather. That's what we do out in the world. We're to make disciples, but that's what we do out in the world. Every day we take Jesus to our community. We go. Yes, we also come, and when we do, it's to build disciple makers. Our passion is more people more like Jesus, and every service, every worship song, every message, every Sunday school class has one goal: to support and strengthen you to be a disciple maker when you leave this building. Somebody says, what's your discipleship plan? What class do I go to? Well, our plan is everything we do. We want, when you're here in this building, you are becoming a disciple maker. And then you grow, you go. Well, growing a church with lots of people coming is exciting, and we welcome it. We're not going to turn anybody away. What is more important is that we have a group coming that is bent on growing as disciples so that we can go and take the church to the world, so we can create the church in the world. We can become ministers to circles of people all through our city, small groups, places of work, neighborhoods. And in doing so, we increase God's kingdom and his rule. I don't stand in judgment of other churches. That's not my call. I only know what I believe God has called this church to be. And this church, I believe God has called and brought together a vision of many, many years that we're a discipleship center that calls people to loyalty and likeness to Jesus. Without watering down the demands of the cross, we call people to repent and die and sacrifice and serve. I have no interest in making the message or the language of our message more acceptable to our society. I see it pointless to substitute in our discipleship time presentations and exhibitions that just appeal to the unsaved person when we have Jesus to exalt. Let's disciple our families and send them out as ministers around our city and our world to those who are in need. I believe this has become our shared vision. We come to be made disciple makers. Every member becomes a minister. And then we go to make disciples, bringing Jesus and the gospel of salvation to our world. If you like that kind of church, let's hang in there and let's dig deeper. If you're hoping for church light and one that doesn't offend somebody, that this probably isn't the best group. If you're looking for a place just to sit every week and get the good feeling that you went to church, I hope we can change that. Is there a world that needs you to go out and be a minister, a servant, a coach, a witness, whatever word you want to use, someone who's intentionally out there to take the message of Jesus, the gospel, to the people around them. Lord, this isn't my vision. This is what you shaped among us over the past many years, is to be a place. Yes, we come and we love and we encourage and strengthen, but we do so with the goal that people will go, and they'll go and take the church, the message of Christ, to people who will never enter the doors of this building. We take the church to them. And what exciting thing to think that all through our city we're developing pockets and places and circles where people are ministering in the name of Jesus through the power of the Spirit, using the Word of God in the conviction that it will transform people's lives. Thank you that we get to be part of the great movement of God that is going to take place in our city in the years and generations to come. In Jesus' name, amen.